Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
See what we can cook up here. 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has graced us with her presence. Thank heavens for that.
Phew.
Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler with me. Doug Aruni looking at what's going on. You'll be happy to know that gas stations and convenience stores are making room for more adult beverage dispensers. Draft beer taps. Where you, as a customer, can go in and have a 64-ounce
It's a grumbler. Not,
what is it?
It's called a grumbler.
A growler.
A growler. Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Grumbler, growler, growler. Same thing.
Growler.
Phil, what is it? How would you describe? Why do they call them growlers?
A growler is like a jug.
Yeah. Mini keg. I think that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a glass jug. Jen's got a couple.
All right. About 35 states allow retailers to sell these half-gallon glass jugs.
See?
This is Florida, Iowa, Missouri. Now considering laws to allow the practice. Some of the brewers, though, are
But here's the deal with a growler. So I live less than a mile from Dogfish Head, one of the restaurants there. Yeah. And people will walk in, fill their growler up, take it home. Growler is not something you drink on premises. So really? It's no different than
bring it in your car while you're driving home.
You're not gonna, right. No, it's no different than walking in and buying a six pack.
Really?
You go in, you buy the beer to take away, and you go somewhere. Whether you take a six pack of bottles and take it out to your car and drink it, or you drive it home, it's no different.
Well, this is something.
You know what it says.
What does it say?
It says that the craft brewing
for local brewers. Then.
Yeah, it's huge now.
Craft brewing is so huge that they're going to start selling it in convenience stores on tap.
Sunoco is going to sell it.
Sure.
They have the first craft beer exchange back in Buffalo in 2011. I have 65 convenience stores in New York and South Carolina. 6 to 12 beers on tap. Ranging from $8 to $20 a half a gallon.
It's nonstop.
It's cheaper to buy beer than it is to buy gasoline.
Yeah, that's for sure.
We have a place across the street from here, from the network. It's called World of Beer.
Yeah.
There are almost 500 beers on tap there.
My heavens.
And you can't go. I went over to stopped by my neighbors yesterday. And he's like, here, I got something for you to try. And it just, I'd never heard of the beer, never seen it. And it was delicious.
Really?
Delicious.
I want to say hi to Sherry, who's listening to us in Honolulu.
Hi, Sherry.
Eric in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sherry.
Mark in Florida.
Hi, Mark.
Let's see here. Dennis in Texas.
Hi, Dennis.
Terry's in California.
Hi, Terry.
Paige is in Arizona.
Paige.
Hi, Paige.
Hey, how do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Welcome to the Good Day program. Hannibal Buress. Remember him?
Hi, Hannibal.
Hi, Hannibal.
Do you remember, is that how you pronounce his name, the comedian? Is it Buress or Buress?
Buress.
I think it's Hannibal. Buress.
Buress. It's Buress.
He was the one who outed, well, I don't know if he outed. He's the one that started the Cosby thing, though, last year.
He
told Jimmy Kimmel that he's been getting death threats.
Why?
He says they get a lot of messages from people
from
about
Cosby.
Cosby
the
fans.
The weirdest
hardcore
thing about getting a death threat from a male body builder stripper on Facebook is when you click on his profile and see that you have one mutual friend, then having to hit your friend up and say, hey, man, can you tell your buddy to stop saying that he's going to murder me? What is that? I don't know what bodybuilders have.
These are the voice masks. You know, I'm going to poison your jello.
You see.
You see.
That was actually pretty good, Richard.
I amused myself.
The Charlottesville Police Department in Virginia releasing the results of an investigation into an alleged sexual assault at the University of Virginia, reported in Rolling Stone magazine last year.
Yeah, last November.
Statement on its website suggests the department is holding a news conference today. Information that adds to not only what the Rolling Stone piece says, but there's a story in the Washington Post over the weekend. They found discrepancies in the story And that's why the investigation and the continuing focus on this, this does not take away from the serious problem that we have on our college campuses, the number of rapes and this sort of travesty being aimed at young women by
these fraternities. We have two serious problems going on.
But the ones that are made up, you can't tolerate that. Go ahead, Richard.
Right. These are the two serious problems, is the number of rapes upon women on college campus and sexual abuse,
yep.
and the number of men who can just be accused of sexual assault
yep.
and without any evidence whatsoever
right. yep.
are thrown to the wolves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this one, it's kind of back and forth. I mean, the woman asked Rolling Stone not to question the perpetrator, so they didn't. So they never got that other side of the story.
Right. Remember that, all that whole thing?
Plus, last year? A friend of the witness, or a friend of the victim, said that the story that he told her, or she told him, was different than what he read in Rolling Stone. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know. Who knows yeah. whether it happened or
not. All right, so then let's go one step further with this. This is the story of former NFL star Darren Sharper, mm-hmm. expected to serve a couple more years behind bars after reaching a plea agreement that could resolve all of the 9 rape charges against him, not only here in L.A., but in Las Vegas, New Orleans, Arizona, where he's expected to enter a guilty plea. In exchange for this plea, he'll get a multi-year prison sentence, which sort of is a far cry from his turn as a player, pretty popular. But he became a serial rapist after he won a Super Bowl with the New Orleans Saints in 2010, went all over the place, and so he's getting what he's deserved. This is the kind of stuff that we just can't tolerate. There is no.
How do you strike a plea deal with somebody who's
a serial rapist?
A serial yeah. rapist, yeah.
Where you know that studies show that the criminals that can be that you can actually try to fix, and that you can what is the word I'm looking for? Rehabilitate.
Yeah.
You can't with sexual offenders and predators. It's very difficult to rehabilitate someone.
You know
with
why? Because he's going to be going to similar hearings in Las Vegas and in New Orleans.
They figure
next
they'll
month.
Deal with it.
So they get theirs done, then Las Vegas gets theirs done, then the guy spends his rest of his life in jail. Doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know.
What does he have to rape people for anyway? You can't tell me that he doesn't have a lot of women.
He's a good-looking guy, a professional athlete, lots of money.
Yeah. It's something. No, this doesn't,
it's a control thing at that point. Then he just wants that feeling of being in control of somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Okay, President Obama says he told Mr. Netanyahu that all of the stuff that he did before the election hurt the peace process. That is, coming here and yakking with everybody except the president. I doesn't like that. Anybody buying that?
You know what? Those two annoy me.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going. Yeah. Here's somebody that doesn't annoy anybody. The Pope. Calling on members of the mafia to stop the violence and stop organizations that exploit and corrupt young people, that exploit the poor and the weak with cynical drug trafficking and other crimes.
Interesting that the Pope gets involved with this, because when you think about the mob or you think about
Catholic.
Organized crime, you think about Italians. Who are very Catholic, or you think about the Mexican mafia, also very Catholic.
Yeah. So when the Pope calls your name, what do you do? When he calls you out, what do you do?
And that's
how do you hide from that?
That's always the interesting phenomena, is to see these people that go out on Friday and Saturday nights and shoot them up and do all these bad things, but they're in church on Sunday morning.
On Sunday.
Wouldn't it be fascinating if he started by name, by saying,
reading the list.
Don Corleone.
Sammy the Bull.
Right, Sammy the Bull. I
better
ask you to stop.
Security.
Yeah.
Who's going to off the Pope?
You're going to off the Pope? Come on.
Off the Pope.
Who's going to off the Pope? I don't think so. 18 before the hour.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse.
What, do you think you're talking about the mob knocking off religious icons?
Oh, hey, listen.
Popes have been knocked off for centuries.
Well, back in the 1500s, sure. But I mean,
they were knocked off by members of the family or other cardinals who wanted to become the Pope, right? Not by the mob.
And mob's relatively new.
And everybody at the Vatican
now.
Ultimate
mob hit for you.
Yeah, everybody at the Vatican now has a cell phone with YouTube capabilities. I mean, come on now. Yeah,
you're going to get a Jewish hitman to do it? What good Catholic hitman? Is that an oxymoron? Good Catholic hitman.
There are a lot of them. Don't laugh.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you stuck trading time for money? You know, you do your time and in exchange, your employer gives you money.
Author Danny Johnson says, break the time is money mindset. Stop fitting your lifestyle around your work. Adjust your work to fit your lifestyle.
How? By remembering just one thing. How hard you work matters little. How much you produce makes all the difference.
How do you spend a typical day? Write it down. Then conduct some analysis.
How much time do you spend on tasks which help you create the life of your dreams?
Focus on those tasks, the ones which produce the results you want.
Eliminate all the others and you'll get more of the results you want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Expense statements, tax returns, well, it's human nature, but some of them are going to be fakes fabricated to bring maximal return to the creator. But is there a way to spot a fake expense statement or tax return? Here's the science of it. Of course, it goes without saying, honesty is the best policy. Make sure the receipts match the numbers. But every now and then, it's necessary to recreate documentation that has been lost. People who have a tendency to fake expense statements use dollar figures with way too many threes and seven. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, to determine fakes, mathematicians look for excessive use of repeated numbers. To avoid the problem, go for honesty and count your sevens and threes before you turn it in. Questions? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. British marine experts have announced that stranded whales on British beaches will be killed by lethal injection rather than trying to refloat them into the safety of deep water. Researchers say that most beached whales in Britain have fatal damage to their internal organs once they beach and are being made to suffer as a result of what they're calling doomed attempts. But if there's a high chance of success, they will attempt to refloat the whales. Many of the whale breeds can be found in American waters, too, like the sperm, beaked, and northern bottlenose whale, which normally live and feed in deep water. However, dolphins and porpoises, which tend to arrive in mass strandings, won't be lethally injected by the British unless they're also found to be seriously ill. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Thirteen before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a visit from Dr. Bruce Shanahoff. His website is 818newback.com. I've been trying to get to see you back to see you for 2 weeks, and I haven't gotten there yet, but I'll be working on it because I want to have you stretch me out a little bit more. What happens with Bruce when he's here is we stretch out in your mind what the truth is, separating the truth from fiction, at least from Bruce's point of view. So what's between the lines today?
Well, good morning, Doug. You know, last week the media was buzzing with news about Amgen's new experimental biologic drug called Evolocumab and how it lowered heart attack and stroke risk by 50%. And, you know, that's a pretty exciting statement, but I think we should dissect what it really means. And Evolocumab is a cholesterol-lowering drug. It's given in conjunction with the regular statin regime. Now, in the study, those taking only the statins had a 2% chance of a heart attack or stroke during the study. Those taking evolocumab had a 1% chance. So whereas they said, you know, it's a 50% reduction in the risk, the way I look at it, it's a 1% reduction in the risk.
Isn't that amazing? You can twist stuff around like that. My God.
Yeah, you know, it's the same as saying to the patient, without the evolocumab, you have a 98% chance of not having a heart attack or a stroke. But with it, you have a 99% chance. So, you know, that to me seems weak enough on its own. But the side effects include neurocognitive disorders. That means that your brain may not be working quite normally as a result of taking this. And that happened also in 1% of the people taking the drug. And it makes sense, because if you lower cholesterol too much, your brain is a big pile of cholesterol inside your skull. The cholesterol is an insulation on the nerve fibers. So how low is low enough when it comes to cholesterol lowering? But, you know, let's get on to cost, too, because that's an important factor. These biologic drugs tend to be very expensive. They cost as much as $50,000 a year per patient. And a doctor who would, you know, be prescribing these to high-risk patients would have to prescribe it to 100 patients to theoretically save one life. But with 70 million patients with that kind of high cholesterol in the United States, if it were to only cost $10,000 per year per patient, the bill for evolocumab could be $70 billion a year, or about one-third of the cost of all health care in the United States currently. So, you know, bottom line, it might be time to buy Amgen's stock, but probably not to buy the evolocumab.
Man, I'm telling you, if anybody listening carefully to that, they're going to want to pull their covers over their head and get and go back to sleep.
It's the same old song and dance.
It really is. Well, the drug companies, we know how influential the drug companies are in policy, politics, all of that stuff. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff with Food for Thought Between the Lines. His website is 818newback.com. Thanks for the info, Dr. Bruce. It's Dr. Doug on Good Day.